Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. The 20th of November marks the day we celebrate Universal Children's Day, a date which coincides with the day the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Child in 1959. Although already in 1954, this assembly decided to foster a day of worldwide fraternity and understanding between children. The manner I've chosen to mark this day is rather unusual. There's a saying, children will be children, even down the centuries. So let's step back then in time to the days of the Romans and quiz our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Vatican Radio used to have a co-production with UNICEF.
Oh.
We used to do radio programs together. How would you translate United Nations Children Fund?
Nationum Unitarum Opes Pro Pueris.
In November 1954, the United Nations General Assembly recommended that all countries institute a Universal Children's Day. So how do you say Universal Children's Day?
Universalis Puerorum Dies.
At any rate, I went on a couple of these reporting jobs for UNICEF in various countries.
Mm.
Of course, as you know, it's an organization which is a leading advocate for children's rights. How do you say that?
Propugnat in primis puerorum jura.
Active in 190 countries.
In centum nonagenta nationibus actuosa.
Through country programs and national committees.
Per incepta singularum nationum atque comitatuum. Bene.
How do you say reporter from the Vatican?
What are you going to say? Baes auceps, auceps notitia Vaticanus notitiarum auceps.
My first reporting job was to a nation often referred to as the rooftop of the world, the Hindu kingdom. How'd you say the rooftop of the world?
Tectum orbis.
And the Hindu kingdom of Nepal.
Bene, regnum nepalense. Regnum nepalense. Hindorum.
Would the Romans have known about the Hindus?
Well, the Hindus, maybe not the Hindus, but they knew people out in the east. I mean, with the traders and stuff coming, you know, west, they knew that there were people out there.
But they never went to Nepal.
No.
Then my second trip was to South Africa. The Romans wouldn't have been to South Africa.
No, they just had North Africa, actually only the coastline. And you know what they used to have on their maps for the rest of Africa? Hic sunt leones.
Here are the lions.
That's all they could say about the rest of Africa.
My reporting jobs focused on children, and I had to cover two very different situations. So the first focused mainly on child trafficking in Nepal, no? They had this child trafficking, and Nepali children were taken to the Bombay brothels, no? Did the Romans have child prostitutes? Was there child trafficking at the time?
No, not child prostitutes. They had children involved with sex, but I don't know, child prostitutes, no.
Was there trafficking of children or slaves or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say child trafficking?
What are you going to say? Puerorum mercatus, well, negotiatio puerorum.
How were children considered? Were they considered sacred?
Well, for sure. I don't know, the mortality rate was so great. It was kind of sad, and people just kind of came and went and disappeared.
My second reporting job for UNICEF, that's for UNICEF, was in South Africa where I met with some former child soldiers, because my reporting job was focusing on the post-apartheid violence. That was the theme of my reporting job.
Oh, boy.
So, did they have child soldiers, the Romans?
No.
When did they start?
You had to be quite old, and you had to pay for your own way. You had to pay to get in the army.
So it was a privilege.
In the old days, yes. It was considered a privilege.
Because they were well paid or because it was
no,
a status?
No, because you had to bring your own equipment and buy all your own stuff. It's a different kind of approach, and this was your duty to the fatherland.
So anyway, my reporting job in South Africa focused on how post-apartheid violence affected children. How'd you say post-apartheid violence?
Oh, apartheid, what are you going to say? Separatio, this or violencia, post-segregationem.
And I didn't ask you how you say child soldier.
Ah, bah, there you go again. You could say puer miles, vel miles puer, vel parvulus miles.
At any rate, all situations dramatically removed from what is dictated by the Convention of the Rights of the Child. We don't have to read the convention, but we know that within that convention, there's surely the right for children to play, no?
Mm-hmm.
Roman children played.
Oh, yeah. Certainly they had games and they had toys and they had all that.
So what did they... They played nuts, the equivalent of marbles, I read?
Yes.
How'd you say that?
Nuce, they had a whole thing, nucibus ludebant. Nucibus ludebant with, like, walnuts.
But they played with knuckle bones or pebbles as well.
Yeah. And certainly they used to carve, you know, ivory cubes, like, okay, your dice.
Oh, but the adults used to play dice.
Oh, yeah, from your foot there.
So how do you say knuckle bones? And the Romans played with knuckle bones and pebbles and rolled metal hoops.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I know. The metal hoops is a verbero. Ergo volvebant verberones. That's the hoops. I don't know, knuckle bones. What are you going to say? Osa articulorum. Well, they had everything.
Yeah. The little girls had dolls as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Even in Pompeii, we had, like, you know, carts and little horses. Well, they had everything that we have today, for sure.
What do you mean, carts and little horses?
I mean, they had, you know, model horses and
like
wagons.
Toys.
And toys, yeah, certainly.
Toys representing the life of
their everyday life. Yeah, certainly. Oblectamenta, ludibria.
Those toys were for rich children, no?
Mm.
Maybe poorer children just made little carts with a bit of wood, and I read that they had little mice or pigeons to pull them.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
How would you say that?
Well, we have pictures like that.
How would you say that?
Avivan colum, mures, vel palumbes, qui traherent curus, caros.
And they must have played what you call in the States tag, no?
Oh, yeah, my, yeah.
How'd you say tag?
What do you understand by tag? I know, you know. What are you going to say?
We call it chasing.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to say? I don't know. Tactus est vera, you know, tactus for contractatio, where you touch someone.
And what about hide and seek? Would you say that?
Oh, no. Oh, bene. Se abscondere et querere. That's easy.
And hopscotch.
Oh, my heaven's sakes. How are you going to say I would? I don't know. That thing with the thing with the, you know, saltatio per quadra. Jumping through the squares. What are you going to say? Saltatio, boom, 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 per quadra.
And they like to play games, as we said before, with dice and things like that. And they used to play things like, you know, what we do too as well, when you toss a coin, no?
Oh, yeah.
And at school you used to say, heads I win and tails you lose.
Yeah.
How'd you say
well,
that?
Well, they had the same thing. Capita? What do they say? Capita. Yeah. Caput me vincente et...
Navia.
Maybe, yeah, where they had like with tails, in the sense like a ship on the back. That would be possible with the head and a ship. They had things like certainly the Roman coins.
So cheating again, heads I win, tails you lose, how'd you say?
Si arcidit caput vinco, si cauda evenit perdo.
They were great gamblers, the Romans, weren't they? Those were.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say gambling?
Oh, that's another one. That's hard to do, too, you know. That's, ooh, I'm trying to think. Someone asked me, you know, blackmailing. The Romans didn't have for blackmailing. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Per sortes. Ludebon per sortes. By lots.
They gambled of everything, didn't they? They had cockfights and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
Blackmailing, yeah. You were saying?
Yeah, blackmailing. Somebody on the phone wanted blackmail. I said, there's not one word, but they say extorquere minis, to extort something with threats.
Getting back to the children, did they go to the baths at all? Because the adults spent a lot of time in the baths.
Yes, they did. They did with their parents. Yes, they did. Babies were taken there.
Did they swim?
Certainly.
How do you say?
Certainly.
Throw the baby into the thermal pool.
In piscina, in fantulum proicere.
But you say that the children were respected and that they did have rights in the times of the Romans?
Rights, I don't know, rights. That would be hard to say as we understand rights. Respected, oh yes. Oh, yeah, but as we would understand rights, and perhaps not.
How would you describe it?
Because, you don't understand, because the children were subjected to their father. What they call the patria potestas was extremely strong. The father had control over his children as long as he lived, even if the kids were 50 years old. And the father was 90, he still had control over the children.
So the Romans never grew up. How'd you say
that? Well, numquam adoleverunt. Numquam adoleverunt Romani. They never grew up. But there are incidents, really, where children, even older adults, disobeyed their parents and were killed by the parents.
That's pushing it a bit far, no?
Well, that was they had that sacrosanct thing. It was patria potestas, fatherly authority.
If you had to explain to children today what the Roman children were like, if a child asked you today, Father Foster, what were the Roman children like?
Well, I would say, listen, all you have to do is change your clothes a bit and put on a little toga or one of those little cut-off, you know, dresses up to your knee and sandals. Avevan tuniculas. Et satis es mutare vestimenta ut fiatis pueri Romanorum. That you become children of the Romans. Am pervenimus ad lunam, interia nil est vita humana mutata.
Which means, in English?
Which means we have gotten to the moon, but the human life has changed nothing.
Heartfelt thanks there, as always, to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.